Good morning, happy Sunday. Hello, everyone's. I hope everyone is doing well today. I hope last week was great. I am back this Sunday, starting on, I'm trying to get adjusted, y'all. This new thing. I really thought about taking a break today and just focusing on my week ahead, but I thought it was important to start this next book, box, journal, whatever you want to call it, because it enriches my soul. I need that soul food. And as you know, I've been talking about this happiness planner for a while, and I'm like a little kid. I'm anxious, and I just want to get started. I'm also doing this later this Sunday because usually I try to have this up early, so I do it the day before. But this Sunday, I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to relax. I actually have my cup of coffee, even though it's cold, and I'm going to sit here and hammer this out and be more relaxed. So get your coffee, get your tea, let's get comfortable, and let's begin this new venture, the Law of Attraction Box. So, thank you once again for hanging with me, Waitha, from Life by Waitha this Sunday. And I am starting on a whole new situation. Again, this is going to be, and it's only 30 days. Which is good. It's not so daunting. It's not like 52. It's not the years. 30 days. And technically for me, it's going to stretch out because I'm not going to be doing this every single day. So it'll still stretch out for me. So the happiness planner series, it doesn't really come with instructions on what to do. You just kind of open it up, read it. There are positive quotes, there are worksheets, and there are things like that. So I'm just gonna jump right in, but before I jump in, I'm gonna just talk about three little things that have been happening this week, or what I've, you know, hoping to gain from this whole experience. So last week was not a good week for me. I had those blue grays last week. I wasn't feeling my best and my body was hurting. And then I got on the scale at the doctor's office and it blew my mind. And I'm like, I've gained back all the weight I've lost when I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And it was so depressing. But you know, I haven't gone up a clothes size. Nothing is fitting terrible. Everything was the same. It was just kind of one of those things that crept up. So I'm like, you know what? I really got to pick this up. I got to start doing, you know, what I'm supposed to do. And in doing exercise, cardio 2 days, yoga 2 days, it did something. It helped to relieve a lot of the stress that I was feeling. It just made me feel good, which is something that I never got from exercise. It was always daunting. I hated it. It was just something that I did. But I actually, even though I was huffing and puffing because I'm a little out of, I don't have the endurance level anymore, I felt relieved. My brain got that endorphin, sending those signals out to my body, and I just felt so much better. So I want to say that exercise is such a good way to relieve stress, because when you're doing it, you can't think about anything else. You're in the moment of the exercise. So if you had if you've had a tough week or a stressful day, or you're trying to get through something, take a walk, get on a treadmill, do a little bit of cardio. Hell, if you got a Wii or, you know, any other type of gaming system, do some dancing. I mean, it is just so therapeutic at relieving stress and strengthening your body, strengthening your muscles, strengthening your core, all those good, wonderful things. So next, what I'm hoping to gain from this law of attraction box, because it's really what it boils down to, is that this box is like positive affirmations to try to gain you clarity into getting to the root of your problem, to see why you're not happy, why you're not focused, why you don't have that drive. And I think I'm hoping to get back my focus. I'm hoping to get back my drive, to find out what I want, you know, from my job. Well, the job is kind of, that's going to be a whole post by itself, y'all. But so I won't say job. But what I hope to get out of blogging, what I hope to get out of relationships and family time, it's just it. The law of attraction is to attract positivity to yourself, so that way you can project it. And I get that. That's a beautiful thing, and I'm all about feeding this soul, because I need to be happy. It's the root of everything. So that's a little bit about what I'm hoping to gain. Also, what helped last week, which I'm really trying to stick to, I know it's in a 30-day challenge, and I did it for the 30-day challenge, and then I fell off because I got busy, is journaling through tough times, because I was in tears at the beginning of the week, and I just didn't know why. You know, like I said in the past, that I do suffer from clinical depression, but I got over it through other mediums, through blogging, through school, through photography. My daughter is a big help. Even working on my diorama and collecting these ball-jointed dolls, every activity I did was like knocking a chip away at that depression wall. But sometimes it creeps back in, and for no reason. Last week, I think it had a lot to do with how I was feeling, because I wasn't feeling well, and you know, dealing with my cat. And I know you're like, your cat, but yes, it's like dealing with her situation, because she needs extra attention, and just everything. My decision to stay here or move or buy, I mean, just everything, it kind of came tumbling down. But journaling, I'm telling you, because I journal on Penzu, once I put it out there, and there's a link to Penzu at the bottom of this post, but once I typed and put it out there, it was still on my brain, but it was off my chest, and it felt so good, because sometimes it's not always convenient for me to get out and talk to somebody. It's not convenient. So, oh man, that was just, it was really, really helpful at allowing me to put all those feelings out on paper. And again, if you're going through something rough, I know it doesn't work for everybody, but I'm telling you, start journaling, start writing it down, take a note on your phone, whatever you need to do to get those feelings off of you, so you can, go about your day and feel good. So that's was a little recap of last week and what I'm looking to gain. And now we are on to our law of attraction box, day one. And I'm not gonna again read everything, because I've written it, so I don't need to read it all, but I will start out with the question. So day number one is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with your life? And again, I love these questions where I have to search my brain. I don't think I've ever been a 10, ever. But right now, where I'm at, my age, the stage of life, you know, being seasoned, it's because I don't want to say I'm old, because I've already got that luck, I already got that baggage. But I think I'm about on a 5. And once it poses the question, it asks you to write down how you feel. Like if you're not a 10, what will help you get closer to being a 10? I've never even thought about becoming a 10. Hell, I'd be happy with 8. 10? Maybe I'm, you know, setting myself up. Maybe I should always aim higher, but I aim a little bit lower, and then when I get higher, it's great. So basically what I wrote was, I always think I have to have everything under control, which is true. If work is under control, then that balances me out. If home life is under control, then I'm balanced. If my house is clean, if I'm making dinners, if my health is good, if everything is good and I'm balanced, finances, everything is good. But that's usually not how it works, because that's not real life. And that's a little bit silly. I know that deep down that embracing things and just being happy with the blessings that I have and how God has blessed me, then I am going to turn that corner and just really, really start to have it sink in and feel good about, look what you've accomplished. Look what you've done. You're a single parent. Look what you've done. Look how your child is winning at life. Look at what you have. Some people don't have what you have. Some people don't have a place to stay that's nice. Some people don't have a job to go to. Some people are dealing with health and family issues. And although I have health issues, I'm blessed for the family that I have and how caring and giving they are and how much they've helped me. And it's just one of those blessings that you truly thank God for. And I know that once I start embracing that blessing and feeling good about myself, feeling good about yourself gives you confidence to go out and do anything. It's an excellent motivator. And I know that I need to improve on me, because once I improve on me, right, I will prosper in life, I will prosper in health, I will prosper in my finances, and I will prosper in happiness. It's just like the circle of life kind of thing. If I am confident, if I am happy, then everything else is going to feel good. And when it doesn't, when one of those blocks comes tumbling out from under me, you know, I just have to enable some of these tools to help me get back to it. Because life is not perfect. You're not going to be happy all the time. There are going to be, you know, little forks in the road. There are going to be things that happen. But it's your ability to be able to deal with what happens and how you bounce back that makes you more resilient, that makes you better, that makes you able to go out and help other people. So yeah, I enjoyed this exercise. It was awesome. I've also included an article from the Happiness Planner, which is it's called The Key to Attracting What You Want in Your Life. And I'm not going to say who it's by, because I'm going to butcher that name. By Mo Seetabum. Okay, I'm not going to butcher her name. I'm so sorry. I said I wasn't going to butcher her name, and I did. And I've also added some homework. Don't y'all love homework? Right? And you're like, what? Homework on the weekend? Nah. But this is good stuff. This is a good exercise. And it's one of the worksheets that's provided in the box. And this worksheet asks you, what does clarity look like? What's clear? What is clarity? What does clarity look like in your life? So three questions that I'm going to, because they provide a blank journal. So three questions that I'm going to journal about. I don't know if I'll write them or if I'll put them on Penzu. Is, what does health look like? What would I do every day if money was not a problem? Well, I can think of some things, but we on positivity, y'all. And what does success look like? Basically, what does clarity look like to you? It could be not one of these questions. It could be, what does relationship look like? Which I think that is actually in, it says, what does love look like? Which is another question that's on the worksheet. I just didn't include it because I didn't want to put everything down in here. But again, it's really been this great first exercise has been great, and I think the way I'm approaching it has been great. Like I said, I usually try to get posts up early. I don't know why I'm on this kick to try to get stuff up so early because it's stressful. I could just relax and get it out a little bit later to give myself time to relax and enjoy this Sunday, which is great. Now, for those of you that are new, and this is the first time you've heard my voice, I've included the last thing that I was doing, which was the 52 list for happiness, and the archive page is listed here so you can follow that journey if you want to start out from list one. But other than that, y'all, that's going to be it for today. I hope you all have a great day. Have a blessed day. Thanks so much for visiting my blog and listening to my little podcast. Show me some love with that like or follow, or join the family of Life by Waitha with a subscribe. I would absolutely love to have you so you can see the randomness that occurs, this random situation. But anyway, I will be, this is going to be like my new thing, y'all. I'm going to continue with the Law of Attraction box. I've included a link for this box, and there are other boxes. There's a confidence box, there's a positivity box, there's some different ones, and maybe next week, or you can just, if you click on the link in the bottom of the blog post, that will take you to the happiness planner so you can see the whole list and the gamut of what they have, because this is just one little thing that they have of many. So again, I thank y'all. Thank you so much for coming back. With that, I'll close, and as I always say, know thyself.